from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, I did a guest last week was my Joe Starkey week, which is called You Have Multiple Days Off for the Sole Express Purpose of Playing Golf. One of them scheduled, one of them not. Friday was the scheduled one. But right after I finished my little round of golf, Donnie, and before you guys would have been going on the air, although I know you were off that day as well. Well, no, you were... Wait, were you filling in that day or no?
Friday I was in 10 to 2.
That's right. That's right. You were 10 to 2. Okay. So I was doing this hit with Adam Epstein. He does, it's called AWOD Radio. It's one of our Odyssey stations in Richmond, Virginia. So they're actually, I didn't understand the concept, Donnie, but they basically cover D.C. sports down there. I guess it makes sense. It's like 2 hours south, but D.C.'s pretty big area. So you've got people, I think, that even commute up probably from Richmond and work there. So it's a D.C. adjacent sports station. So we were going through all the motions of talking about Paul Skenes, a lot of questions about Skenes, interesting talk. I was enjoying it. And then he jumped over and said, well, football does rule the roost. So I could hear our boss, Craig Riley, if he was listening to this guy do radio, go, oh, now that's a really smart guy right there. I bet he loves content. He's asking me about Steelers stuff. And he asked this in a way that maybe we've talked about it. In fact, I'm sure we have on the show, but just hearing somebody on the outside say this kind of rang a bell in my head or hit me a little bit differently. And it was this. He just said, so you've got two quarterbacks there. Who do you think Steelers fans want to be their quarterback right now? And I didn't really hesitate. I don't know how you would answer this question, but I pretty immediately said Justin Fields. And then I thought about what I said for a second, and it kind of struck me as odd that I was that quick to it, because I think I'm right. I do think most Steelers fans want Justin Fields to start. By the way, training camp, isn't this strange, by the way, Donnie? Training camp opens, they report in 2 days on Wednesday. And it feels like we have barely paid mention of them in like a serious way other than Ayuk trade rumors and the draft, right? Do you feel like we've even, as an aside here, do you feel like we've even done a lot of Steelers talk other than who is Brandon Ayuk potentially going to get traded to, if anybody, and how did their draft go?
Yeah, not much at all. I mean, we brought it up, a couple of weeks ago, how we were only a month away from the first preseason game, which... I think as of this Friday, it'll be like 2 weeks, and I feel like it's never really, it hasn't really been a huge story since free agency. I mean, obviously the draft got us some big headlines as well, but I mean, you have to credit the baseball team in town for that. The Pirates have very much stayed in the thick of things, and by the looks of it, they're going to stay in the thick of things for a little bit longer.
And I would agree with that second part and the first part, really, about the Pirates. But once the Steelers hit camp, I'm going to be talking about them, and for good reason. But I answered the question with Fields, and then I thought about how I answered. I just said pretty emphatically, Fields, he's got the higher ceiling, he's got all this, he's got all that. And then it did make me realize, maybe, just saying it out loud, like, I don't know how to explain it, but when you're hosting a show and you're doing your own opinions and you're sketching out your thoughts and you're kind of, how am I going to go from point A to point B? There's a little peek behind the curtain, everybody. It's different than when somebody just puts you on the spot and just asks you questions. You sort of answer sometimes in a much cleaner and unfiltered way, and that's how it happened. And so I thought to myself, I think it bodes poorly the majority of people in town want to see Justin Fields for this coming season, because I don't think he's going to get the job. I think Russell Wilson's going to do enough to keep it. But here was the dynamic I thought that had never occurred to me previously. There are two schools of thought that seem to be floating around the Steelers fan base right now. One is that writ large, and you saw the failure of this with both, in a way, Mitch Trubisky. If you believed in him, that's on you, but whatever. Like, some people thought, hey, they'll take the number two overall pick in the draft from several years ago and they'll make him into something. And then with Kenny Pickett, it obviously didn't work. But there's a school of thought out there, and it's backed by pretty much by empirical evidence, that the Steelers under Mike Tomlin have not handled their quarterbacks well, or have not shown an ability to develop one. Obviously, they inherited Roethlisberger. He probably was going to succeed anywhere he went because of the physical gifts. But that this team, other than Ben Roethlisberger, has not proven itself capable of developing quarterbacks, right? And yet, if you want them to start Justin Fields, or if you think that Justin Fields is the answer and is the clear better player than Russell Wilson, and that, like, you're saying that because you think this team can win big with Justin Fields, you're doing that for a player who ended up not having it work out in Chicago. If it had worked out better, they would have probably passed on Caleb Williams. Like, I think if he had shown, I would say if he had shown like the Jordan Love season this past year, where there was obvious big time plays being made pretty regularly, Donnie, especially down the stretch, he gets them to the playoffs, he wins a playoff game. They're obviously not taking Caleb Williams if they have the number one pick in that situation. So it's this weird marriage of Steelers fans who don't think the Steelers really can develop their own quarterback that isn't Ben Roethlisberger, but want to see them take a shot with Justin Fields, who for all his physical gifts is still an unpolished stone. You know what I mean? Like, those two things shouldn't really exist side by side. And yet as I was thinking about how I answered this guy's question, that's clearly how people feel. Give me the higher ceiling guy. Give me the guy whose athletic ability can win you games by itself. Don't worry, I'll figure it out later with this team when it comes to actually making those players into productive quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's the power of the unknown with him. Whereas you have Russell Wilson, we know what Russell Wilson is. He is in the back nine of his career and then some. I mean, he's probably down to his last few holes in his career. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been back to another one. But, like, is he really going to reach those heights again? Probably not. Whereas Justin Fields, he's still a kid in a lot of people's eyes. You know, he's not a guy in his late 30s who has been around for well over a decade. He's been around for a couple of years. He got drafted young. He's still young. He's in his mid-20s. And you do have the athleticism factor to take into account here as well. I mean, he has lethal legs. And if he can get going, he can be a very, very exciting player. But like you said, it's a lot of hope more than anything with Fields. But I think it's easy to explain why he's the more exciting of the two names.
Well, I think too, and I want to expand on this in a minute, I think it's also a commentary on almost maybe how they see the Steelers this year. Like, you said it's the factor of the unknown. I think it's also hand-in-hand with that, a curiosity factor. And it made me think about one other thing for this season.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.